Hallelujah. The title of my sermon, by the way, we are on a series called, titled Ecclesia, turn to your neighbor and say, are you part of building the church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Media team, get ready because I'm going to move quickly on here, okay? I'm going to move quickly to this morning as well. Glory to God. For all of you who are, by the way, those of you who are watching online, I want to welcome you. Can you guys celebrate those who are joining us online all around the world? Thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hallelujah. Please, if you're joining us and you're watching online, if you're frying plantain or you are making akara this morning, at this point, you need to stop and listen to what God has to say. Amen. I see you. I see you there. You close the fridge. Close that fridge. Hallelujah. Someone was about to eat pizza. Pizza, right? No. Just kidding. Just make sure your ears are open and attentive to hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. The title of my sermon this morning, if you're writing down, is Becoming a Five-Star Church Member. Trust me, you can search all around the internet. You'll probably not find a sermon with that title. We're a different church. We're serious about what we do here. Becoming a Five-Star Church Member. So I heard somebody just say, well, I'm already a Christian. Why do I have to be a five-star church member? I've already received all that Jesus has to do, and why do I have to be a five-star? Why do I ever have to go to church? You find in today's age, people say, "You don't have to belong to any church. I just go as the Spirit leads, wherever it blows." Have you ever seen a palm tree that is here today and there's somewhere else tomorrow? The Bible says the righteous are like a what? Planted like a palm tree. Hallelujah. So when you receive righteousness should plant you in a body. They are planted. Righteousness should plant you in the body of Christ. Becoming a five-star church member. Hallelujah. Bring down my my friend on the. Tell him to bring down my gain a little bit on this mic so I don't keep feeding back because I want to work freely. Amen. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Let's start with that, and then we go to 1 Corinthians 15. This is our theme scripture for this series. Matthew 16 and verse 18, and then we go to 1 Corinthians for the part where we'll be talking about today. Matthew 16 and verse 18. Church, read with me. One to go. And I also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Yeah, just bring down my... Just the gain on the mic a little bit. Hallelujah. Just a little bit. Test. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Good. Thank you. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Jesus is committed to building his church. That's what the scripture says. So if at any moment of your life you're saying, what is the will of God? What is the will of God? If you're at any moment of your life you're saying, what is the will of God for my life? One way you can know it is by what Jesus has already said. He said, I will build my church. He is committed to building his church. And I dare tell you, in a country where it seems like churches are up for closures, church attendance at all-time lows, God is proving to you, even here at this church, that he is committed to building strong churches in this end time. Hallelujah. Strong churches. Strong churches. I will build my church. That is what God is committed to. He's committed to doing it. How important is a church? Even back in the day in the Bible, people died for the church. Yes, some people would never even sacrifice their sleep, talk less of dying. On a Sunday morning, say, that's the only day I can sleep. 2 hours, 3 hours. They won't show up to service because they want to sleep. Meanwhile, those same people you ask me, say, I have a call of God upon my life. Huh? You have a what? A call of God upon your life, and you can't even show up to church. But guess what? Those people are not here this morning. Every one of you are on fire for God and committed to building the church. Because that's why you're here. Amen. That's why you're here. So I might be talking to some people. No, just kidding. Not those online. No, not those online. You are also committed. You might not just be able to come. Hallelujah. Yeah. First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding. Just bring down my gain. That's all I need. Thank you. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing that your labor is not in vain. Amen. Let's read together. One, two, go. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For you to become a five-star church member, it takes work. Hallelujah. It takes what? Work. Say, abounding in what? The work of the Lord. In the what? Work. Now, how many of you feel tired when you return from work? Oh, none of you. Okay, sorry. Okay, that means we need to... How many of you, when you come back from work, feel tired? Okay. How do you know you're working for the Lord? When you finish doing the work, you say you're working for the Lord. One of the signs is that you feel tired. When last did you feel tired after working for the Lord? I like that. I like that. When last? Work, the work of the Lord requires your whole body, soul, and your mind. Your whole spirit. So when it says always abounding in the work of the Lord, I want you to know that that work, the Greek word for that work is work. It's labor. Labor. That is, you are... How many women have given birth here before? Okay. When you are in labor, does anybody have to tap you and say, you're in labor? Does anybody have to tap a woman who is in labor saying, sweetheart, I think you're in labor? When a woman is in the labor room, nobody has to tell the woman that she is in the labor room. Everything about you knows, and everybody around you knows. So, if you say you are a laborer in the house of God, does everybody around you know? The work of the Lord. I'm giving you strong meat this morning. I'm not giving you milk. This is strong meat because God is raising an army here at Living Word International Church that this next 3 months will make everything we have done for how many years? 10 plus years look like we just opened this church. Because the noise will spread abroad. The noise, what will spread up? Say, who are these people? They have turned the world upside down. They have turned Tulsa upside down. Amen. Hallelujah. The work of the Lord. And I see some people here who are excited to do the work of the Lord. How many people are excited to do the work of the Lord? Oh, yes. The work of the Lord. So, five things that make you a five-star member. You ready? Five things that make you a five-star member of a church. Number one, you must be dutiful and steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. My beloved brethren, be steadfast. Steadfast. John chapter 5 and verse 16 to 17. John chapter 5 and verse 16 to 17. 5, 16 to 17. That's good, media team. He says, for this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things where? On the Sabbath. Verse 17. But Jesus answered them, read with me, want to go? My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Turn to your neighbor and tap them and say, are you working? Okay, now ask them the real question. Are you working for the Lord? Hallelujah. My Father has been working. Listen, if you're a lazy Christian, your Christianity is questionable. It's questionable. Why? Because God the Father works. God the Son works. God the Holy Spirit is working on the earth today. My Father has been working until now. And I have been working too. Like Father, like Son. Amen. This kind of sermons, that these are the kind of sermons that create the next John G. Lakes. They're the kind of sermons that create the next Oral Roberts. These are the kinds of sermon series. Listen, these are the kinds of sermon series that will make you a world changer. Thank God for the grace of God. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Nevertheless, the grace of God was not in vain in me, because I labored more abundantly than every... Just imagine me saying here, I work harder than everybody in this church. That's what Paul was saying in that letter. He said, I, Paul, labor more than the whole Corinthian church. These kinds of series are what makes the next Pauls, the next Deborahs. Because when you hear these kind of things, it makes you serious with God, knowing that the time is short. Why are we building strong churches? Why is Jesus saying he wants to build churches? Why? Because he wants people to be saved. Two, he wants them to mature in the stature of Christ. And three, he wants them to produce fruit. That is why the church exists. He wants them to produce fruits that abound. So you want to be a five-star member of a church? Number one, you must be steadfast. Steadfast also means dedicated, faithful, intense. I like that word. Intense. Some of you see me at work at ORU. Some people say my leg doesn't touch the ground when I walk. Because I'm intense. I move. I don't have time. Even when it comes to the church, that's the same way I am. Intense. You can't be a servant of the Lord and be lazy at work, at your workplace. If you are here and you're lazy at your workplace, this series will help you. This sermon, you need to go back and listen to it again. It will help you become steadfast. Your boss will say, what happened to you? You're just different. I must work the works of the Father while it is day. Let's look at this one. John chapter 9 and verse 4. John chapter 9 and verse 4. John chapter 9 and verse 4. Let's mute that. Mute your that computer, please. Thank you. Not you, Denzel, Jewel, or whoever is the maid computer. I must work the works. Why am I reading this by myself? Come on, church, help me out. Want to go? I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming. No one. That's Jesus speaking again. Jesus was never lazy, sir. He was not lazy. You can't save the world and be a lazy person. No. Bible says, before day, he went up to the mountain to pray. Have you heard this thing? Let me give you a tip. Okay, this is a challenge. This might sound very challenging, but I'm here to do that. I'm not giving you milk this morning. Are you ready for some strong meat? Okay, how many? Okay, those that are not ready, just close your ear. Are you ready for some strong meat? Okay. Have you ever heard people say they were burnt out in ministry? You hear that before? Was Jesus ever burnt out in ministry? Did you ever hear Jesus say he was burnt out? No. Burnt out? No. Or burnt out? Never. Why? Because early in the morning, he went up the mountain. So if you're a minister here, I'm giving you a secret to never burn out. Early in the morning. Or basically saying, find time where you feed your soul and you're in constant communication with God. And then when you have that time, it fuels your work. The reason why we have burnt out ministers is because the fire on their altars stopped burning. And because of that, listen, because of that, people are now, they say, hey, be careful now, be careful, don't overwork, don't work, and you forget about God. No, you can do both. What life? And that is why you find churches becoming weak, pastors are quitting, membership is going down. The deceptive lies of the enemy. Deceptive lies of the enemy. You can do both. You can be on fire. Your personal life can be on fire for God, and your ministerial life can be on fire. None of them has to suffer. That was not the strong meat. This is the strong meat that is coming now. If any of them is suffering, then there is laziness in your life. Because Jesus was able to do both. He said, I was working. It's work. It takes work to do it. It takes work, sir. Work. That's a lot of dedication. Because the work of ministry you are giving out to people, your blessing. When I say ministry, by the way, I'm not talking about preaching. I'm talking about whatever God has put in your heart to do to bless humanity. Okay? So however you minister to people, you can be on fire in your ministerial life and also be on fire in your personal life. You can be burning on all cylinders. Praise God. Number one, dutiful. Number two, must be, if you want to be a five-star church member, you must be planted and immovable. Hey, just write that down. Write that down first. Planted and immovable. Planted and immovable. John 15 and verse 16. Planted and immovable. Immovable is immovable. Planted. PLANTED. Was it planted and immovable? Let's read together. One to go. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. You may what? Bear fruit. Listen to me. Every believer that will bear fruit in their life must first be planted somewhere. You must find a place of worship where all your giftings can begin to bear fruit. Oh, yes. And for those of you who are first timers here, I want to introduce you to my pastor. Hallelujah. Put up that flyer on the screen. Our pastor will be here first week of September. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his beautiful first lady is right here, Pastor Esther. Pastor Esther, please, can you stand up? Let them just behold you, please. Can they just, please, behold our first lady. Let them see your face, please. Wow, someone say, wow. Hallelujah. So, as a pastor in Living Word International Church, my giftings have been able to bear fruit. See, I'll preach on any platform. All I need is 5 minutes. Just tell me, hey, you're going to preach. Why? Because I've done it here. Any platform in the world, just give me the mic. I have done it here. I have done it here because they have given me the opportunity for my giftings to blossom. Hallelujah. That's what a church is. I got a text yesterday from two text messages, totally opposite. One said, how can I get more involved? The other person said something. I'll not say what the other person said. And I said, wow, this is amazing. These people, they want to get more involved and build their ministerial capacity. Amen. That's what Living Word is about. And so if you're here, you're visiting for the first time, and you're saying, I'm looking for a church where all my giftings can find full expression, where all my talents and callings can find full expression in the body of Christ, I want to tell you that here at Living Word, your life will count. And we have room for you here. There's room for growth here. Listen. How many of you say here, I have a pastoral gift in my life? Raise up. Don't be shy, please. Come on. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So 7. So means that in this church, there are at least 7 other churches. At least 7 other churches. So, but if I say, hey, go and start church now. If you have not practiced here, how are you going to go do it? So that is why Living Word is perfect. Because we have churches springing up around the world. We have a church in Sierra Leone. We have a church in Cameroon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, how many of you feel like you have a prophetic gift upon your life? Don't be shy. Raise up your hand, please. Good. I love this church. People are bold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So here, you can learn to pray and prophesy. We have the women's prayer group every Monday that meets at 8 p.m. You want to grow your gifts? You want to express it? Hallelujah. Bible says physical exercise profited little. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Physical exercise, media team, are you ready for me? Profited little. Spiritual exercise, of course. But that little physical exercise is important. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's good to exercise. Walk out, run, ride bicycle. Tell them. And so, at Living Word, we're a holistic ministry, okay? We're a holistic ministry. And so, this Sunday, I want to play a video for you. And then, I'll continue my sermon. Media team, give me a thumbs up if you have my video ready. Fantastic. Hallelujah. How many of you feel like you can kick a ball? Just at least you can start by kicking a ball. Hallelujah. So we are gathering interest for our LWIC soccer team. Amen. So if you are here, this is another connect group for the church, okay? And so we just please go out, pull out your phone, scan the QR code, and you just answer like 4 questions on there in less than 15 seconds. So just take out your phone, scan the QR code, and that will be... Yes, it's a co-ed team, please. Co-ed. So both men and women can be part of this team. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Oh, my boys, come on here, please. Give me some light in the house. Let them see. So these are my pastor's kids, by the way. This is first, second, third, Brian and Benjamin. All right. And so that video you just watched was edited by these boys here. Let me tell you what their testimonies will be. Say after me, I've been a Christian. Are we there? Okay, I'll give you one. Say, I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in His church. That is their testimony, even at this age. Amen. So they saw the raw video. They were like, Uncle Victor, we can edit this video. I was like, oh, sure, okay. So I sent it to Pastor Esther. By the way, Samuel, the main guy on the video is here today. Hallelujah. Bro Hardison, we need you back on the, where's brother? Is he going? Hallelujah. So anyways, I just wanted to celebrate you guys for doing that and using your gifting at a young age to bless the body of Christ. Amen. You don't have to be 15 or 20 or 50 to make a difference in your church. These boys, by the way, they can run all the cameras here and all the kids. They can produce an entire service. No kidding. Sometimes they do it. Hallelujah. So very proud of you guys. Looking good this morning. Hallelujah. You want to go to a church where your pastor's kids look this nice? How about it? Don't they look good to you? Amen. Put your hands together for these boys. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Turn to your neighbor and say, I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in His church. Hallelujah. That will be your testimony. Amen. 3. You want to be a five-star church member? You must be fruitful and abound. Fruitful and abound. 1 Corinthians again, chapter 15 and verse 58. I'm going to quickly go through this and we'll wrap up here shortly. So to be a five-star Christian, you must be fruitful and always abounding. Always abounding. Always abounding. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Give me some light in the house. Immovable. Always what? I didn't hear you. Always abounding. What is abounding? Abounding simply means multiplication. Excellence. I love this part. Abounding means to overdo. Turn to your neighbor and say overdo. One of the ways you know you're working hard in the church is when your friends start telling you, is it every time you go to church? Wow. Yes. That you want, are you working? Is it only you, sister? So if you are truly working, your friends have to tell you, every time you're always in church. Always church, 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 church. You ask them, where do you want me to be? Club, club, club. There are some people that are members of clubs in Tulsa. And they meet with their drinking buddies every Friday. And drink to stupor. All night. There are other people that they have attendance, regular attendance. They have membership card. Take, they'll say, give 50% off drinks. 50% off drinks. And then you find a young person who is on fire for God and you want to quench their fire. The next time somebody says that to you, tell them, in fact, don't even answer them, just walk away. Let them wonder, where is she going? Say, I'm going higher. I'm going forward. Amen. Serving the Lord and working in the church. So for you to be a five-star church member, you have to be fruitful and abound. Multiply. Multiplication. So let me ask you a question. If you say, let me ask you two questions, okay? Who has been impacted by your salvation? Number two, who has been impacted by your ministry? Yes, I hear you. You say yes. You have a calling upon your life. Something is burning inside of you. But who has been impacted by that so far? Abounding, always abounding, always, not just once, but always abounding. Put the scripture on the screen, please. I know I look good, but thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Knowing that you're, it says, abounding, always abounding in what? The work of the Lord. Always. Turn to your neighbor and say, always.
Always.
Always. Hallelujah. Not every other Sunday. Not every other week. Always. 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 Hallelujah. Hey, I see an end time army arising here that will be relentless in their work in the ministry, in their work in the secular place, that until the kingdom comes, they will not give up. Always abounding. Oh my. Another word for always abounding is excellence. 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 If one word sums up the nature of Apostle Paul's commitment to the call of Christ on his life, it would be excellence. Paul desired to excel in everything he did for the Lord. So he tackled his God-assigned mission to preach the gospel with all-out favor, giving himself entirely to the work. When Paul said to always be abounding the work of the Lord, he may have had these words of the prophet Jeremiah in mind. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord with slackness. Jeremiah 48 and verse 10. Paul knew that his life as a gospel minister was arduous work, hard work. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23 to 28. It was often tedious and thankless work. And so he encouraged Christians not to grow weary in doing good. For in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. Hallelujah. Number four. To be a five-star church member, you have to be generous. Amen. This church, we are full of generous people, by the way. Generous people. Can you imagine that these 100 bags, we didn't do one fundraiser for it. Not one. There was no offering announced for it. To say, hey, we're going to do a back to school now. Please, can we collect a collection? No. There's time for that. One person, 100 bags, giveaways. Guess what? I see God raising generous people here. Wealthy people that will say, that will say, Pastor, here is 10,000. This is just for whatever you want to do. Outreach. Just use it to bless people. Use it to bless people.
Glory to God.
Generous people. So if you want to be a five-star member of the church, you must be generous. Galatians 6 and verse 10 says, therefore, Galatians 6 and verse 10, therefore, whenever we have the opportunity to do good to everyone, so let us not go weary. 6:10. Galatians 6 and verse 10, please. Verse 10, next verse. Thank you. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us what? Do good to all, especially to those who are of what? The household of faith. Generous. And the last thing for you this morning, if you want to be a five-star church member, a five-star church member loves their pastor and shows it publicly. Loves their pastor and shows it publicly. There are more things we can talk about this morning, but because of time, I wanted to give you five. The final thing is, if you're going to be a five-star church member, people need to know that you love your pastor. And God has blessed us with a shepherd in the house, Pastor Blaise and Pastor Esther. And for you to be a five-star church member, then you must outwardly express your love to them. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Someone say, are you trying to say we should worship them? No. In fact, they will not even let you do that. No, they're not those kind of people. They don't need that. No. I'm just saying for your own good, honor and show love to them. Let's read together. One to go. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in what? In love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. That's a whole different sermon. One of the ways you can show love to your pastor is to be at peace with other members of the church. Be at peace among yourselves. But today I'm just focusing on esteeming them and showing them love. Hallelujah. You must look for opportunities to show love to your pastors if you are indeed a five-star church member. Some of the ways you can do this is free your pastor from things that would distract him from prayer and the word. Acts 6 and verse 1 to 4, where it talks about that the apostle said we must give ourselves wholly to prayer. Wholly to prayer. Now in those days when the number of disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because of their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. One of the ways you can love your pastor is to squash out complaints. Fix it before you even have to even get him involved. Amen? Verse 2. Let's go, media team. Verse 2. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom you may appoint over this business. Verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. That is what a pastor's work is, primarily. Prayer and ministry of the word. Number 2, how do you love your pastor? Empathize with the weight of ministry that your pastor carries. Empathize with the weight of ministry that your pastor carries. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 28. I'm going to take 10 more minutes to wrap this up, okay? This is an important point. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 28. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 28 says, besides, this is Paul speaking. The great Paul, the pastor of pastors, Bishop Paul, the apostle, said, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily?
my deep concern for all the churches. Pastors have concerns. And they have concerns for the church. Hallelujah. And who is the church? The building? No, you. See what it says here. James chapter 3 and verse 1. Let's see another one. Because of the weight of ministry, people also judge pastors highly. And that comes with the terrain of being a preacher. You'll be held in higher standard. It says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a what? Stricter judgment. Hallelujah. And then this third one, I'll throw it in there, just a bonus point for you. How you pay your pastor shows you the value. Shows how you value the gospel. Write that down, please. How you pay your pastor says how you value the gospel. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6 to 10. 6 and verse 6 to 10. How you pay your pastor, or how you bless them financially. You might say, well, we might not be able to pay pastor now, but financially, you can bless. You can say, this is a gift. You know, October, is it October that is our pastor appreciation month? Hallelujah. So we'll have the opportunity coming up here shortly. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6 to 10. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are also the household of faith. Jump on your feet this morning. Church, what God is doing in our midst is marvelous. And guess what? It's because you and I have said that we are committed to the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord. How many of you want to say here, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I've been going to church. I've been coming. But I feel like there's another level I need to shift into, where I become a five-star member, where I begin to overdo. People begin to say, what's going on? Where I begin to labor for the work of the Lord. I want my giftings to come, to begin to manifest. I want everything that God has put inside of me to come out and bless the people of God. So you might be here this morning, you say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. And then the Lord will put a fresh zeal for his work in my heart. Anybody like that? Don't be shy. Don't be shy, because you know what God has put inside of you. You know what God has said to you. And you're like, I really need that push, that boost, that fresh zeal. Anybody here? Say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. Anybody here? I want to step into a new level of ministry. Hallelujah. Also, if you are here, hallelujah. What's your name? Elizabeth. Nice to meet you, Elizabeth. Thank you for being here with us this morning. Amen. Any other person? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see you, Brother Sam. Hallelujah. Don't be shy. Come on, quickly. And when I think about the Lord, how he raised me, how he saved me, how he filled me
with the Holy Ghost. How He picked me up, turn me around when I think about the Lord. How He picked me up, turned me around. How He placed my feet on solid ground.
I'm giving you more time now. He makes me
wanna shout.
Any other person?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy
of all the glory.
All the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Just lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lay my hands upon your daughter, let a fresh grace be released for the work of the Lord. Let a fresh grace be released upon her life. Let a fresh fire burn inside of her, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Give her creative ideas for the work of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Elizabeth, as I lay my hands upon you, is there something you're believing God like for a healing in any part of your body, Elizabeth?
My feet. I got neuropathy really bad.
Yeah, because as I was coming towards you, I began to feel like a strong healing anointing. So God is going to touch you right now, and He's going to heal your feet in the name of Jesus. Anybody believe that this morning? All right, let's pray for Elizabeth. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a sign right now. Touch from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Healing, healing, healing. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, use her mightily for your work. In the name of Jesus, use her mightily. In the name of Jesus, turn her life around and give her a new beginning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister, did you need prayer? You're just standing with her. Okay. Hallelujah. We need prayer. Wouldn't he need a prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your son. Thank you, Lord, because fresh strength is being released for the work of the ministry. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for such a bright mind that you have given to him. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, as I lay my hands upon him right now, let there be even fresh insights for the work of the ministry. In the name of Jesus. Receive it, Samuel. It's yours. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.